It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. The recession officially ended in June 2 years ago, but it seems the job market still hasn't received that memo. This will be the third year college graduates will enter the workforce facing a high unemployment rate. The government releases new unemployment numbers later this morning, and we'll bring you those when we learn them. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the poor job market is already taking a toll on recent grads.
Caitlin Bunar has two undergraduate degrees in biology and psychology. She's also halfway through medical school, and she's well on her way to racking up $300,000 in student loans. Last year, she took time off from medical school and needed a job. Given her credentials, she expected to qualify for something professional.
It was kind of shocking, to be honest.
Bunar applied to entry-level hospital jobs, at least 20 of them. Neither Bunar's schooling nor her medical certifications helped.
And finding that I didn't qualify for more than what I had qualified for when I was in college was tough.
The people who got those jobs had more advanced degrees. So instead, Bunar waited tables and lifeguarded, neither of which required a degree. Many of her peers haven't fared much better. Bunar's boyfriend just graduated with a master's degree in psychology. So far, he's applied to dozens of jobs, so far with no luck.
It's frustrating, you know. You take the time and you put in extra years and you get an extra degree and are told this degree or this time or this hard work is going to open all these doors for you. And it's just, you know, you're in the same position as somebody who just finished undergrad. It's kind of humbling, to say the least.
That's not to say that a college degree doesn't help. The unemployment rate for people who graduated from college is less than half what it is for non-graduates. Also, the choice of major makes a big difference in earning power. Still, for today's grads, competition is stiff. And as Bunar's experience suggests, many are settling for lesser jobs. Rutgers University released a survey last month that says half of those who graduated in the last 5 years are working in jobs that don't require college degrees. 7% of those surveyed said they were unemployed. In better times, the author of the survey says that would be closer to 2%. So what effect does this all have? For this generation, it will leave a big economic scar, says Scott Winship.
Now, if you graduate into a bad economy, then your starting point is going to be permanently lower in some ways than if you graduated into a good economy.
Winship is a research manager on economic mobility at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
So if you think of career paths as an escalator, you know, where you're moving up over the course of your career and making more at the end than at the beginning, people who graduate into a down economy are kind of starting on a lower floor than, you know, they would have.
Winship says mid-career people who lose their jobs typically recover within a few years, kind of like taking an elevator back up to where they would have been. But those who have the misfortune of graduating into a bad job market face a disadvantage for decades, not just on salary, but because there are fewer job openings to allow them to move up. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.